Hi, I'm Lashana Lynch, and you are listening to the Post-Credit Scene podcast.
It's a bit different today, this episode, isn't it?
Yeah. Because we have Bisola standing over there.
Not really.
Just the concept of the episode.
Absence doesn't really change much.
Kappa. Kappa. Kappa.
What are you firing shots for, man? We just got here.
We started putting, by the way, Bisola.
I think friendly fire is okay, man. Sometimes you just need a bit of friendly fire to keep everyone on their toes, you know what I mean?
Look, I hear it, but there's some lies that you're just not able to get off, bro.
Yeah, it's just not giving.
The audience wouldn't know that.
I think the audience are probably like, bro, I've learned this week that we've got a tapped in audience, bro. Honestly, bro.
What, more than you thought?
Bro, like, when we sent out this phone to people, half the responses were like, oh my God, it's an honor. I was like, what? Come on, man. It's just a fucking form. I mean,
it's just us.
But it was bare cute.
Let's not downplay it.
Of course, it was super nice.
Of course, they were honored.
Honestly, it was super nice, man. It was a sick, sick reaction. So.
Speaking of money about this, actually. He says he's surprised that people listen to the pod. And I was like, yeah, no, I hear you.
Because Ken,
watches,
you guys?
Ken watches like every episode. It's like, oh, Ken, fair enough, bro. Like, yeah,
it's more so, not because the pod isn't wavy, it's more like a shock. Like, really listen?
No.
For what reason?
There's all the things you could be doing with your time.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you guys stop this?
No, bro, if you can't hear our tone, it is very banterous. You've already ruined it. See?
It's because she's too busy doing nonsense TikTok.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know...
Why is everyone raising their voice at me?
It's because you're so far away.
Do you know the Black British TV one?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the most like under episodes, you know. You know that it got like 120 downloads like for like first week. Nice. I was like, that's wavy, bro. I was so gassed about that one. I can't lie, I was so gassed about that one.
Sometimes you gotta tap into the community, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got some feedback as well from Abby.
Oh, magical.
Yeah, she DM'd the page because she listens to audio mainly.
Yeah.
Which is super nice, obviously. So shout out to you because you could be listening right now. She mentioned that she really liked having the whole podcast on. It was the episode that we done with Jamal, yep. I believe. Yeah. And she was like, yeah, it was so sick. And then she goes, I listened to the full ep instead of watching, but I had an inkling Manny was behind the scenes. Must say, you and Biss's chemistry is my fave, though.
Aww.
That's me and you.
Oh. Nah. Me and Manny's.
What did you say?
I thought you meant the chemistry between me and you.
No, them two.
No, between
you two. I thought it was us.
Yeah.
Shout out Abby, though. My jigger, for real.
Yeah, man.
Lo and behold, it's just hate in my heart.
Big supporter.
We've finally done it. Finally read out comments, Abby Solo.
Thank God, yeah, because every week we say we're going to do it.
There's no say we, it's you.
I don't like being shy at that, guys.
She just makes up things.
Huh?
She just makes up things.
Yeah, she does.
I do. Sometimes it's just fun.
It's typical.
It's all part of the... What's typical to what?
And this is why I tell men, when they ask me about you, I say, don't bother, man.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's nuts.
Guys, I need to get married.
Because you want to take a picture like on the day?
I really do.
You want to take a photo?
What do you mean?
I would love... Honestly, I would use my wedding as a content day.
Yeah, Monday. And get loads of photos taken.
Yeah. Oh.
Are you going to get the videographer to do it as the office?
Yes.
Maybe in Hackney. I got a great videographer for you.
Have you?
Yeah, Dawson based.
Yeah, Dawson based.
Yeah.
Well, you might be busy on that day, actually.
definitely not with that.
If you don't get married to guys, are you going to invite guys support to your thing?
Yeah. You got all your ex things at your wedding.
Would you come to mind with...
Should I stop the wedding for you?
Balance it out.
Let me know if you want me to stop the wedding.
Bring some foe.
Okay.
Have you ever been invited to a wedding by one of your exes? Or one of your exes?
Why are you looking at me like that?
Sorry. That's
wild. Wait, why are you looking at me like that for?
At the
age.
Yeah. I have been, yeah.
Oh, and did you go?
I didn't get to go because...
Of course.
No.
Excuses. You jot this down, guys. So
it was COVID.
I'm not going to that.
Why
I got invited. It was COVID. And then obviously she's done another one, but it was smaller, which is fab, innit? But yeah, that's my guy though. How'd you go?
I got invited to the wedding of the person. I was like, oh, in X amount of years we'll get married.
Oh.
He sent me a save the date and I just blocked him because don't tell me you're so stupid. Save it. I don't give a f- what you'll save the date.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's I didn't save crazy. Any date. How about that?
Well, we are the Post Credit Scene Podcast, a 14 HQ original. Needs to lift the mic up closer to my mouth for Kizzy's sake.
Thank you. Woo!
I love where this episode's going.
He's talking dirty.
Lovers of Film, TV and Theatre, back yes, in the studio today.
Yes, sir.
This is going to be quite a fun episode. It's something different that we ain't necessarily done before. It's inspired by... I just feel as though comic book movies don't get... I'm not necessarily saying they deserve Academy accolades, but I do think they get neglected
100%.
For various reasons. We all know that like blockbuster movies tend to get sort of side-eyed for prestige dramas and more layered storytelling, if you like. But I think there's a lot of comic book movies that deserve some love, and we can be the people that give the genre the love it deserves, which has inspired the Oscars by the PCS for comic book movies of the time. It's going to be hosted by the one and only Basola, so we're going to be handing over to her shortly. A lot of work's gone in the background as well. So Huss has been working behind the scenes with people within our community. I've sent some things out as well to people that I know that we we trust to give their thoughts on nominees for different categories. But before we do that, we'll just do a check-in, right? Just to see how everyone's getting on, how their week's been, how they're faring. So we'll start with you, Kiz. You all right?
I'm good, yeah.
Good to hear. Biss, how'd you do?
It's been a wicked week for me, guys. And honestly...
No pun intended, right?
Because I knew you.
That wasn't in the first one, was it?
I have been changed for good.
That's the best part of the movie. But yeah, there's an embargo, so we can't really actually speak on it.
Yeah.
I mean, by the time this episode comes out, the embargo will be lifted, no?
Tuesday. Might do, Tuesday.
No, pick it up yet.
The episode will be out on the day, but you know, it's never worth the risk.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
How are you, though?
Oh, I'm great. Honestly, Wicked was a great way to like cement half of the week because the rest of the week was just so easy after that. No, I'm not even joking. It was just so it was needed. I went to the walkthrough experience with Gaz the day before. I just be tagging along with Gaz to things. I love it.
Right.
So you went to go like walk through Oz. Ugh. Guys, what a great use of my Tuesday.
I mean, if you didn't come, it would just have been a waste of my time.
Yeah.
Because there was nothing for me to do there.
Yeah. Other than, like, literally, I got to see all the stuff. There was, like, content spaces. But, like, you got to see, like, it was just so cool. Yeah. And they had, like, the spell books in there as well.
Did you learn any spells?
Nah.
Because you've already got
That's, you haven't watched the movie yet, so you don't get that. But that's really good, but I just did. Also,
that song's a banger, though.
Yes, right? And then they gave away the little cups. And I took mine to the prem or the screen the next day.
Nice.
I slapped a pint in there, drank it. 0%, 0% beer, by the way. Yeah, it was also a great Wednesday. Thanks, guys. Love you, Dan.
Welcome. Okay. And you had Versus on Thursday.
Oh my gosh, yes. And I was DJing on Thursday, Versus Pinterest. It was really good.
Yeah.
It was a match fit day. So like, just looking at the history of, especially the women's sport. And people like getting dressed up for football and how people like put their fits together for football. And everyone came in their tops. And I thought it was so cool because everyone looked so different.
I'm glad though. I think women dress so much better than men to football games.
Yeah, and I think that's what we're trying to exemplify that. And it was just all the photography that's been taken over, especially at some of the Arsenal games, because obviously Drip FC.
Yeah, of course.
How they style their football tops. Eats.
Yeah, sir.
Eats down, fair enough. Oh. Manny, how'd you do?
I'm doing good, my guy. Same old man. Yeah.
Busy B. You was at the theatre this week. Tell us about it.
I was, yeah. Man.
How was that, bro?
Went to the press night for After Sunday at the Bush Theatre, written by Sophia Griffin. Flipping amazing. Really enjoyed it. Probably like top five Bush Theatre productions that I've watched. Chatting to her today, actually. Hopefully do an interview with her about the show so more people get to go and watch
it. Fucking cold. Round of applause.
Oh, new Insta as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out and then give a round of applause. Come on.
I don't think there's a shout out for 5 minutes. I can't.
It means that follow it now, fam. Yeah, too many instances.
That was so too funny.
That's really smart, you know.
Yeah, I like the too many stuff.
At first, I didn't get it. And then I was like, wait.
Because you didn't read it.
I said, wait.
He needs glasses like me.
Right. So you lot glasses crew.
But yeah, man, really, really good show, man. I love Bush Theatre. I really do. Every time I've gone there, I've always enjoyed the show that they're having production, especially in the main stage. But yeah, man, it was a great time. Cried quite a bit watching it.
Good looking women there.
And the show?
Yeah.
It's nice to know where
you're focused. Not that I noticed. Probably was, but not that I know.
Are you too focused on the show?
I'm too focused on the show. Yeah, yeah.
Now, can you ask him what the premise of the show
is? As a credible journalist, you know?
Yeah.
Manny, what is the premise of the show?
The show was about three Afro-Caribbean men that are in a secure hospital. and they join.
Because he's asking for cheats, that's crazy now. That's the reason. That's the reason.
And they join a cooking class. That was made by the occupational therapist called Naomi, and then throughout the whole theatre show, throughout the whole play, we get an understanding as to who they are as people, how they navigate through the world with mental illnesses, and how the world perceives them, and also like anger is used quite often, but not as something like anger as a threat, but more so of an understanding as who they are, because sometimes that's the only expression they're able to showcase. And yeah, it was a nice look into essentially black masculinity within the Afro-Caribbean community specifically. It was written really well, acted really well by all the actors as well. But yeah, really good.
Damn.
Good week for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Chris, how have you been?
Yeah, good, good, good. I'm in really high spirits today.
So. I think you're just excited for this episode.
I think so, man. Yeah, I think so.
We actually have made an episode that's like fully suited towards what you excel in as well.
But the joy is as well, yeah. It's also, I think, the past couple of days just watching the responses, like, you know, come through has gassed me. You know, and that's super nice. There's times when doing this like podcast thing where like you don't really know like if anyone's really watching or fucking listening, you know. You do, because you can see it, but when people start like interacting with you, you go, ah, you know, that's pretty sick. So yeah, that was nice.
Who had the best reaction?
That is really cute. That is a nice question. Josh was nice.
Oh, shout out Josh.
Josh was like super nice. He was like, yo, I'll do it right now. Do you know what I mean? He was
our favorite contrarian, man.
He was super cool with it, man. But
yeah, he's a bit of a contrarian, isn't he?
He's not a bit.
You are.
But to be honest, most people.
You got it. You got it.
It's a song.
But she doesn't know the law.
Oh, that's pretty lame. But speaking of Wicked, I met Cynthia.
Say why lie.
Well, lie, I swear to God. On Sunday, last Sunday.
Interviewed her, no?
We interviewed her, yeah.
I'm sick.
Why you give me that face for, bro?
Because if you were a good person, if that was guys, he would have let me know immediately.
we produced Sorrel's show, and she got booked to interview Cynthia. So I had to prep the questions and everything for her, and then we got there. T came, actually. Yo, shout out to T.
She came as
part of the crew. It was his first ever 14 HQ shoot with like the rest of my crew. And
who, T? Fair enough.
Bro, I've been trying to get one shoots for how long now, kids?
I don't actually care about this. What you could have done, hey, Priscilla, just so you know, sat opposite Cynthia Riva.
That's a good point, to be fair.
Guys would have done that. Guys would have done that for me.
That is a good point. She's beautiful in
who gives a fuck if I didn't know?
Yeah, look, super cute.
Pull it away. You put me in a bad mood, actually. I was actually in really high spirits. You do shit like this constantly.
What do you mean? Okay, cool.
How are you guys?
Yeah, guys, how are you?
I'm all right, man. It's been a good week, so can't complain, man. Yeah.
What's been the highlight of your week?
TikTok Awards was good. It was fun to be
there. Yeah, and his little tuxedo.
Tell us
about the TikTok Awards.
It was fun, man. Good to dress up, make an effort, you know? Like, be around other creators and that as well, man.
There's a really cute picture of all of you guys.
Yeah.
Which one?
I think the one that Sky posted. It was like the film and TV crew.
Oh, it was really
so
cute.
Adorable.
They posted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, mad.
Yeah. It was so cute.
Yeah, no. Like, I've met a lot of cool people this year, man. Some inspiring people as well. And it's nice to be like recognized, I guess. And then to see people like Jam. I don't know if you know Jam.
Love her, Jam.
Like, to see her just nominated was fucking sick, man. Yeah. She's so lovely. Auntie won, TFL Auntie won. Yeah, shout out Auntie. Yeah, yeah.
Do you know, the day before I was like, Auntie has to, like, she has to win.
No, but it was so organic because when she got, when her name came out, everyone like stood up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everyone was like happy for her.
Yeah.
Blacks, whites, right. No, that because naturally would be gassed, innit? But everyone in the room was genuinely
everyone
happy
loves
for
her.
Her.
Yeah.
Bro, her speech was perfect, you know. Yeah, that says shout out to the TFL.
No, it's real because
she actually really loves London.
They better give her free travel now.
She really loves London. Sweet. It's so organic and so real. And so, you know, the night was nice. Everyone dressed up as well, man. Everyone looks good, you know what I mean? And it was yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, you and Jay look the cleanest though.
Yeah, you guys look
clean.
No, that's what I said. I said clean.
Yeah, no, I can't lie. I did have that shit on.
Yeah.
Talking shit.
Yeah, you definitely did.
I saw the funniest tweet. Yeah, someone was quote tweeting Auntie's win. Yeah, and they were like, I'm so glad they made this auntie famous. Yeah, they made the right one famous because this is my mum. Should have been cancelled by now.
She was definitely the right auntie to win though.
Yeah. Was the right auntie to make famous because. She's just silent looking at buses. Everyone else, gathered them.
Yeah, I hear it.
It's cool. Also good to see, like, because film and TV is, like, in one sense, like, a bit of a niche.
Yeah.
But then in another way, it's, like, gotten so big. It's, like, in a weird in-between. So it's just nice to see, like, what we care about is, like, recognised as something that's, like, important.
I hear you.
Mm. Like, one of the biggest social media platforms in the world. So fingers crossed we go again next year, innit?
Yeah. I think one of my goals for 2026 for the pod is definitely PR in the pod more. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think like signing us up for podcast awards, film awards, you know what I mean? That kind of stuff. Even just like it, as in like you as representatives, you know, we should definitely be in those conversations at least. I'm not saying that we should be nominated, but we should be in those conversations, and that'd be thing pretty cool. But like a lot of the stuff takes like a bunch of emails and a bunch of talking to people and da 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 da, and you know what I'm saying? And so I'm gonna put on my smallest G string and be out there.
He's saying he's gonna twerk, basically.
She's that can nice that, never.
That is a kind of a. It's not really a segue at all, but we'll move on and we'll dive into
from
the
bending over to the awards
to the world of comic books. Isola's gonna host today. She's gonna host the award ceremony. We've reached what's that to numerous this? People within our community who have gracefully answered our questions in terms of nominations for different awards within the world of comic book movies, a genre which has taken over sort of Hollywood over the last, I'd say, 20-ish years. You could argue even dating back to the 2000s, you know, when I think like the X-Men movies were on their way up to prominence. So Bisola.
There's like a weird shadow. I'm trying to figure out what it was, but it was actually
it's all good, it's all good. What's your relationship with comic book movies as a whole?
I think everyone thinks I hate them, and I truly don't. I just think the decline of Marvel was a big deal for me because I was a huge Marvel kid. So
I mean, you would have been a kid, and I don't say that as slight. You would have been a child when its prominence
but that's
was
it. So
its,
it was like,
at its peak.
It's some of the movies I was so excited to go and watch. I was actually like with my sister being like, oh my gosh, you can't wait for this movie. Would go on the day.
What's your peak? What's your peak of comic book movies?
The Avengers movie.
The first one?
Yeah.
Serious?
But the reason it's the peak is because I remember the exact time and like, I was in year 8 and
fucking hell.
And I was like, please, like, so I took lunch to school for that week and then used the money that I was meant to have for lunch that week to go to cinema.
You've got a Hulk.
I was wow. Like, it was like a big deal. And then Andrew Garfield Spider-Man as well.
That was the first one.
That was a really big deal. No, the one with Jimmy Fox, the second one.
Oh.
Really big deal.
Really?
So, I mean, it's just like, it's these moments where I'm just like,
Number two is niche, you know.
Do you think so?
Yeah, man.
I actually kind
of
like it.
I feel like it marks my life less of like what the movie was.
Mm. The ending's peak though.
I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ending's a mad thing. Garfield was acting that shit.
Rest in peace, Gwen.
Emma Stone's incredible as well.
Yeah, man. Fucking hell.
What a career she's had.
Oh, yeah. Bro.
What an actor. Oh, by the way, the day after we recorded the episode last week, whatever, I watched Begonia.
Yeah. Great film,
I still haven't watched it.
Love that film. It might be in my top five.
I need
though.
To have time.
It's a money based.
It is.
Laced movie. So I mean,
it might be in my top five of the year.
I think it might be mine.
That film is outstanding.
Hope hates it. Hope hates the film.
Yeah.
And the only reason I'm bringing it up because he had such a visceral.
Yeah, he did.
Visceral. Have you seen it?
I haven't watched the movie, but Hope's hilarious.
Yeah,
actually.
Have you spoken to him about film?
All the time.
He's so passionate, isn't
it? He's my favorite person to talk to about film because he has so, like, I feel like I'm being dramatic here. And I speak to him, I'm like, yes, someone that gets it. Like, he has all his emotions come out when he talks about film, and it's like, yeah, this is the person to speak to.
Yeah.
Shout out, man. The best.
You know, shout him out for real.
Do you want to tell us what our first category is and the nominations?
Okay. What I'm going to do is introduce it.
Yeah.
Now, as I say this, you're going to realize that I didn't write this because it's super. I'm not going to say that word. But yeah. Ladies, gentlemen, and everything in between, heroes and villains, welcome to the post-credit scene comic book awards, the only awards show where capes are encouraged, multiverses collide, and someone's about to argue why Morbius actually... Fucking hell. Say it again.
Morbius.
From what's up?
Morbius is fine.
Ladies, gentlemen, and everything in between, heroes and villains, welcome to the post-credit scene at Comic Book Awards.
Woo!
The only award show where capes are encouraged, multiverses collide, and someone's about to argue why Morbius actually deserves a nomination, allegedly. Now, onto our first category. Now, what we've done, we've given out everyone the chance to submit. So we've had our judging panel, and this is our...
No, we've had our contributing panel. This
contributing panel, panel, and it's our judging panel, yeah? So what we're going to do is...
The Black Academy. How about that? Let's go.
In all black as well.
What we're going to do is I'm going to read out the category and I'm going to give you the shortlist.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have to discuss amongst yourselves and decide who we're giving the award to.
Sure.
Yeah.
Everyone get that?
Yes, sir.
Also, don't tell us the votes until you think it's right. You get me?
Yeah, don't worry. I know what I'm doing here. Now, this is a big one. I don't really want to start off with this one. So
that's okay.
Yeah, I'm going to leave the bigger ones to the end.
Yeah, makes sense.
I did it in the order of what a award show would do. For some reason, they always start big first, you know?
No, they do that. They mix it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a bit of an in-between. There's some big ones and then some smaller ones.
Yeah, what we're going to start with instead is the actor and actress ones. We're going to save, like, greatest movie and stuff for the, you know.
Yeah, greatest movie should be lost.
Okay, cool. What we're going to start off is best director, actually. Best comic book director of all time. Now, we have... Five nominees up for this one. Starting off with the obvious picks. The Russo brothers.
Interesting.
Christopher Nolan.
Ooh.
Ryan Coogler.
Round of applause.
James Gunn and Sam Raimi.
Raimi.
Okay.
Thank you.
Could you
sorry. By the way, I just want to know, Kiz does get a vote as well, by the way.
Okay.
Cool.
That ruins it then, but because then you have four instead of three.
It's like a
As a tiebreaker. Yeah, sure.
He will never be a tiebreaker because there's three of you.
He actually doesn't need to. When you think about it,
I want varying opinions. I feel like you might are going
to
do
someone
me
to
here.
Back him.
Come on.
Okay, so like I said, best comic book director, we have the Russo brothers, Christopher Nolan, Ryan Coogler, Sam Raimi, and James Gunn.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'm going to go off the cuff here and say that Chris Nolan can't be picked.
I think Chris Nolan and Ryan Coogler are not the ones.
Why?
I just don't think I would those three directors.
Ryan Coogler's got enough movies under his belt to be considered.
He's so we're only talking about Black Panther.
And then you've got, because his movies.
Yeah.
No, but he's got, their production.
He produced production Civil War and Infinity War.
Yeah, but that doesn't really count.
But we're talking about directors.
Yeah.
He would have had to have produced them though, because his character.
Of course, yeah.
That's like including Men of Steel for Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, no.
Huh?
No. Yeah,
he's a producer of Men of Steel.
All right, so if we're taking those two out.
So we've gotten rid of Ryan Coogler.
Manny's taken him out.
That's my suggestion, man.
Yeah. I don't think Chris Nolan can be part of it.
Why?
He's only ever done one comic book franchise.
Well, he's done three films.
He's done three films.
He's done three films.
Three films. Also, what?
But so, who else
I
on
don't
the list?
Think he was,
so
I
on the list, we have the Russo brothers.
And
the
Russos have done four so far.
And yes, Sam Raimi's already done. Well, he's done two.
Okay. But I feel like Nolan's films, the Dark Knight series, okay? I feel like they were so popular, okay, because he went kind of away from the source material. And it was so related to, like, everyday life, okay, but like everybody was a huge fan of it, okay. Do you know what I mean, right? Whereas, like, I don't think he was ridiculously inspired by the comics.
That's not the category, though. It's just directing.
Yeah, no, but
there's actually an award for best inspired comic book storytelling.
Right? Yeah.
So then, but why would that play a part in this when it's just about how you directed your movies?
So what I'm gonna do is give you guys 20 seconds on the clock. Yeah,
Because we've got a few to get
through. We've got quite a lot to get through. So, if this is Best Director, this is what is getting us so far. We're in for a ride, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it has to be the Russo Brothers.
Okay. My vote goes to James Gunn.
Oh, no, you couldn't get mine. Sorry. No, because he's cold, yeah, but James Gunn could never get my vote. I just don't like his... I don't like the Guardians.
You don't like him.
No, I like... Oh, Peacemaker's cold, bro.
Peacemaker's cold.
Peacemaker's hard, apart from, like... The back office.
He doesn't. He doesn't direct all of it though. But he's
fucking a good director.
He really order.
He actually his directing is actually really good. I just don't love the movies.
Mm.
Yeah, no. I'm gonna have to go Nolan. You know,
I'm gonna go Nolan as well.
What?
I'm even not. You know
no,
what?
Guys,
I'm lying to you.
It's the Russo Brothers.
I've decided already. I know my answers.
Okay.
I've decided already.
No, wait.
Don't worry. So how are we doing?
Okay.
This?
So what we're gonna do is I'm gonna go around and you have to say your answer.
Wait, how is it not the fucking Russo Brothers?
Hiya. I'm going to go around and say your answer, yeah? With no explanation.
Did we say why as well?
No explanation, because I feel like you've all justified why.
No, because I haven't said why.
But we haven't even said why it should be the fucking Russo Brothers.
Do you mind if I just continue? So what I'm going to say is, best comic book director goes to, Manny will say his answer and give us a short explanation as to why that is his answer. And there will be no interruptions because that's their answer. Understood, Hassan? And the award for best comic book director goes to Manny.
James Gunn. Why? I think his films are very imaginative. I think our creativity wise, I think he's the best one out of all the directors that I've mentioned. He really immerses me into the world that he creates from the Guardian Galaxy series and also with Superman. I think he does a great job in comparison to others, directly speaking about the directing side of things.
Hassan?
The Russo Brothers. I feel like this is going to be really funny, but I feel like because they're so ass at everything else, okay, all their other films are so bad that they proved that all they can direct is comic book films, okay, really well. The ones that they have done are some of the best written comic book films of all time. To do Infinity War with that ensemble of people and make the story make sense and go into two parts, studios and directors have been fearful to do that for years, you know what I mean? And so they came in, smashed it, and I think they've done the Winter Soldier Captain America Winter Soldier, which is, you know, these two's like top two favorite films in that, okay, do you know what I'm saying? So they done that.
He's
okay,
trying to twang.
Yeah. No. I'm just saying, okay, that Captain America 1 was very surface level, yeah, and then Cap 2, okay, was arguably one of the greatest ever
superhero
films of all time. So, you know, like, yeah.
That's what I want to
do. I've started playing the music, by the way. Gaz?
I thought that was a picture of greatest comic book films rather than directed.
Yeah.
You barely said anything about that actually being directed.
Not at all. I said it was some of the best writing and directing, okay, from that.
Sure, but why is it about the directing that you like?
The Infinity War is arguably, okay, one of the... I think it is the best directed comic book film of all time, because to do it in, if you cook it, it's like four different scenes in like an hour and a half, right?
Sam, the money, there's music playing.
What I will say to elaborate maybe on his point, why I would go with the Russos, and it's actually nothing to do with Winter Soldier, that will come up again in a different category for sure, but I do agree with his point in terms of being able to merge different stories, different scenes, different characters, and bring those all together within one movie, within what, 2.5 hours, maybe a bit more or less, was massively, massively impressive, considering they weren't characters that they've worked with before. So you have to get to know these characters and merge different scenes together into one cohesive story, visually as well as narratively. And I think they succeeded in that massively. If I wanted to use the Winter Soldier, I could, but I'm gonna save the Winter Soldier. And then to then do the same thing again with Endgame, to culminate like a big story that lasted what? Like, I'm going to say 12 years, might be wrong, might be a bit more or less. Massively impressive. I agree with Manny on James Gunn in terms of directing-wise, he's so creative and imaginative. I'm just not a fan of those movies, and it'd be fake of me to say James Gunn
And us doing this is not a slight on anyone else, by the way. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are all great directors. It's just,
Sam Raimi gave us Spider-Man 2.
Hell yeah. Sam Raimi definitely deserves a shout-out.
But Spider-Man 3, I know it wasn't all his fault,
but then Multiverse of Madness.
But even Multiverse of Madness was I think
elements of it were great. Streaks,
but
elements of it were good.
There's
though.
One scene, the music scene.
It's one of the best comic book scenes.
I feel like, and for me personally, any of those three you could have got him.
If I had to pick a scene, I'd use the Doctor Strange music scene.
Yeah.
So the award for best comic book director goes to, drum roll please, Anthony and Joe Russo. All right, votes for that. We got 7 votes for the Russo brothers, 1 vote for Nolan, 1 vote for Ryan Coogler, 2 votes for Sam Raimi, and 1 vote for James Gunn.
Okay. It should have been done in percentages.
No, for next time. Yeah.
Sometimes there was like 12 votes, so
this was
it makes it a bit difficult.
Okay, we're going to go into... Do you know what, since we're here, we'll do it. Best comic book adaptation, and that's faithfulness to the source. So how much does it match the source material?
Sure.
Yeah? 2, 4, 6. We've got 6 nominations for this one. So, X-Men Days of Future Past, Avengers Infinity War, Spider-Man 1, The Batman, Superman by James Gunn, and Watchmen, 2009.
Forgive me, I was distracted for a second. Could you repeat which category we are in, please? And I apologise.
Best comic book adaptation, and this is faithfulness to the source. How realistic is it in terms of the comic book?
Okay, cool.
So we have X-Men Days of Future Past, Avengers Infinity War, Spider-Man 1, The Batman, Superman by James Gunn, and Watchmen 2009.
Oh, interesting.
I feel like I have to abstain from this because I haven't watched any of the source materials.
He hasn't read comic books, basically.
Oh, valid. Hey, Sam. Your whole thing was about
Watchmen
books last week.
Is up there.
That's why I put it.
Yeah, Watchmen is definitely up there because they just went page for page.
Literally, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So could you say it with me, please?
X-Men Days of Future Past.
Yep.
Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 1.
Mm-hmm.
The Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Superman by James Gunn.
Mm-hmm.
And The Watchmen 2009.
Infinity War, I'm going to have to say no, just because it was 3 or 4 different stories put into one, which I guess mashed up. Spider-Man 1 is the biggest fight against Watchmen because it was his origin story and it was like one of like the clearest ones and then set that tone for the next 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Days of Future Past, it was a mashup of 2 separate stories.
So Hussam, who do you think you're going to give it to? Because you know you're not giving it to.
I think I'm going to give it to Spider-Man 1. Spider-Man 1, I think Uncle Ben dying, Aunt May, very like original story. Yeah, super dope.
Guys, will you be abstaining from this one? You will. So, the best comic book adaptation award goes to, drumroll please, Spider-Man 1, voted solely by Hussam.
What was the...
So the votes you got on that one was 2 votes for X-Men Days of Future Past, 2 votes for Infinity War, 2 votes for Spider-Man 1, 3 votes for The Batman, 1 vote for Superman, and 1 vote for Watchmen.
Oh, that was you.
Wait, who did you vote for? What was yours, kids? Watchmen?
Yeah, Watchmen.
Okay. Okay, we're going to go over to... We'll do another big one. Best comic book actor in a leading role. We have 4 nominees. We've got Hugh Jackman in Logan, or as Logan. Robert Downey Jr., Andrew Garfield in The Amazing Spider-Man, and Chadwick Boseman as Black Panther.
Which Robert Downey Jr. one are we drawing from?
Oh, it's...
It's Iron Man.
Oh, it's not a particular film, just
I
the
think
character.
It's, I think no, it's, no, Iron Man. It's not a I film. Think it's him as Iron
as, like,
Man.
As as long as they've had a lead in a film, then it's fine.
Yeah.
Which obviously he has.
Oh, that's a difficult one, man.
So again, we have Hugh Jackman, Robert Downey Jr., Andrew Garfield, and Chadwick Boseman. Guys, I'd like to start with you.
Great as well. Mine has to go to the one and only Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
I think Logan, as what was supposed to be the culmination of his story, is one of the best comic book performances I've seen from an actor. I think you can firstly really see that he really cares about the character and the role, and he really immerses himself in the role, in the world of the character that the characters are, that his character is living in. He embodies the rage, the turmoil, the pain, the confusion, the anger across the films, good or bad. Mm. Whether he's been like in The Wolverine, which is a poor comic book movie, or he's been in Days of Future Past or Logan or X-Men 1 and 2, he performs no matter what. And Logan, as the sort of what was supposed to be, again, the culmination of his story. Superb performance. You can really feel the emotion that his character feels for Charles Xavier, for
X-23.
Yeah, for Daphne Keane's X-23, and the turmoil that he carries within himself. Superb performance. Hugh Jackman is my pick.
Manny?
I'm going to go with Hugh Jackman as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Hugh Jackman as well. So, because I'm basing it off the best performance. That's the category, right?
No.
Is that she acted in a leading role? So it's how you interpret that. But I would say performance just has a huge part to play as an actor. But you decide what role you're giving it to them for.
It's quite difficult. It's between Hugh Jackman and Robert Downey Jr., without a shadow of a doubt. But I think I just prefer Hugh Jackman's.
That's fair enough. That's a good enough reason.
Yeah, but it's like 1A, 1B.
I hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going to go Hugh Jackman because I think the Logan performance is definitely like my favourite one.
They are both the figureheads of their retrospective franchises before the franchises actually merged into one. So exactly. Makes perfect sense.
And I think like a nod is understandable for Robert Downey Jr. as well is because he's just in better films as well.
Yeah, he's like overall. Yeah,
yeah, he's in better films overall, man. But yeah man, I'm going to go with you, Jackman, but it's tight, man. It's really tight.
I would have said RDJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a given.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, no.
We need
just
that.
Just like Manny, 1A and 1B were just the other way around. Yeah, I think RDJ and Hugh Jackman actually changed what the comics looked like for these characters, which is super impressive. Do you know what I mean? Like they changed what their actual faces were to suit them to, you know, which is outstanding. And it shows like their influence like globally. And then RDJ took a sparsely like unpopular character and made him globally known, you know, one of the most famous superheroes ever. And that's because he had consistent performances as Tony Stark across his 7 or 8 films that he done, you know. So just outstanding, led a franchise and then ended it beautifully. So yeah,
well, I will say if Hugh Jackman didn't get Logan, but Logan's doing a lot of carrying,
100%.
Yeah
like a lot of carrying, and that's not his fault, because I still think he's great in his movies, but like that particular story and the way it's filmed and the way it's shot and the way he performs within that world is what tips over the edge, because Downey carried the franchise for 15 years for like a long time. So
yeah, but the thing with Danny though is that his three films, his Iron Man films, okay, were good, but they weren't as good as Logan, nowhere near, right?
And they weren't as good as the movies, the ensemble
movies. That he had, exactly. So he never had a Logan film, you know what I mean? So I'm cool with it, but yeah, RDJ will be my vote.
So the award for best comic book actor in a leading role goes to the one and only Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. Who racked up the Prestige as well. Go watch The Prestige if you have.
Fucking great. Who racked up 5 points or 5 votes. RDJ, tied of him, also 5 votes.
We're on the ball right now, kind of, you know.
Andrew Garfield got 1 vote. And Chadwick Boseman got 1 vote from me. Because he's actually one of my favourite actors in the MCU.
Just to be clear for the audience, when Biss says votes, is from the people that were picking the nominations.
Yeah.
Just so that they know.
Okay, should we go over to the ladies?
Let's go over to the ladies.
Best comic book actress in a leading role.
Mm. Now, I'm so intrigued by this.
Now, guess what? It was difficult for people to do. What does that say? Exactly. So, our nominees are Brie Larson.
Interesting.
As
Captain Marvel.
That's how many people were struggling. Guys aren't saying anything. Elizabeth Olsen, Florence Pugh, Margot Robbie, and our one and only Scarlett Johansson. Hisham, would like to start with you.
Oh shit! This year, I would have said that Florence Pugh gave me my favorite performance from a leading actress that I've seen in so long in Thunderbolts. She was freaking outstanding. Okay, but is that me disrespecting Scarlett Johansson, who held that role that for all women? You know what I mean? And pause. Like she held it like it's that.
Get that shit the fuck out. All women.
What do you mean?
Come on, bro.
Nah.
All white women?
Now, the thing is, you know what he meant, though.
You know what? Bro, guys, help me out.
Nah.
The thing with Scar Jo's role the interesting thing, what she did, she was like a secondary character who I think was written very poorly.
Up until
Captain America: The Winter Soldier, she was a poorly written character.
Yeah, because when she then had her own movie, I was like, why would I care about Black Widow?
But she was just supposed to have it years before.
She's meant to be a side chick for how long? It's jarring.
She got shagged. Yeah, she was in her second Marvel contract. Okay, when it was the Phase 3 part, she made them put, yo, I'll take a pay cut. Yeah, but I have to have my thingy.
And what does that say about the franchise?
Yeah,
because RDA can come back, but you can't give ScarJo her dues. Crazy. She had to take a pay cut. Look at what we're saying right now.
Yeah, but then she end up thingy suing and thingy winning. So, all good. But ScarJo held that for so long, and in Avengers 1, yeah, she was one of the main characters.
She's my faves.
Literally, like, people forget. She got the scepter, you know what I mean? Okay, done the whole thing in it, okay, and blah, 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 and whatever. She played a huge role in that film. So, you know, yeah, like, I think I'm going to have to say, but Elizabeth Olsen, oh my God.
So that's the thing, because this is only based on film, right?
But she is classified as a co-lead in Multiverse Madness.
Yeah.
Not even her leading in Multiverse Madness is fine, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're leading more towards Wanda in WandaVision.
If this included WandaVision.
Oh, no, it's game over.
Easy. Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, the important part about Elizabeth Olsen is what happens at the end of Infinity War and Endgame takes you into the story for WandaVision.
Yeah.
Which sets that up. So I think she can still deserve the flowers for what led towards her performance in WandaVision. You can still count that. And then it takes us into Multiverse of Madness. Mm-hmm. Now, there's some issues with Multiverse of Madness, you know what I mean? But yeah, she still performs.
Yeah. She was still,
because it was not her. The issues aren't
it was
her.
The writing, yeah.
It's the writing
yeah.
of the story.
Yeah, but she was incredible.
She still ate.
That's what I'm saying. This
category is hard, bro. As they say, it's hard, just say bro. It.
I think the kind of highlights MCU's
some of the
struggle
issues.
With
some of the issues.
Like women, yeah.
No,
my favorite part of
frankly say that, though.
What they've done was no one in Infinity War, yeah.
Letitia Wright.
No,
I actually submit that one.
Respectfully,
but no, I put her in supporting role, not in lead.
Black Panther 2.
Wait, this is Black Panther 2. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Anyways, in Infinity War, when all the worlds open up, yeah,
and the women come fight,
and the women come, and I find it so funny because all it is female versions of the men next to them. Yeah, so it's like Iron Woman, or like just female versions of everything, and it's like this has been set up terribly because it means that when they go on to do their own story, no one gives a fuck. Because I did not give a flying fuck.
I love that scene.
It's similar to you.
Because it was like Spider-Man who was like,
it's fake empowerment.
He was like, oh, help. And then they were like, yo, boom. I can help you.
Women, finally. I said
my best woman-led scene in the whole MCU was when Scott Johansson and the girl from Wakanda.
Okoye?
Yes. Yeah. They were fighting in the Battle of Wakanda. That scene, that like sequence there, when like they were like throwing shit to each other, that was incredible, man. They were doing some dirty work there. It was outstanding. But sorry, we haven't even got to it.
The answer is Elizabeth Olsen.
Okay,
that's not even the answer I would give.
It's the answer I would give. I was gonna say
ScarJo.
I would say Florence Pugh.
See, I was about to say that, man, but I can't. I should have one film though.
No, it's two. She's in Black Widow as well.
She's not a lead, though.
She's the lead in...
She's the lead of Thunderbolts.
Yeah,
she's
in Thunderbolts.
She is.
The lead of
Thunderbolts. She is.
I'm personally giving it to Florence Pugh.
So we've got Florence Pugh, we've got ScarJo, and we've got...
I've got Elizabeth Olsen.
Okay, Kiz, down to you and I.
I was going to say Margot Robbie for...
Jesus Christ, you're so annoying.
She's incredible. She's incredible.
Margot Robbie for Suicide Squad. Harley Quinn.
For both Suicide Squad. She's amazing.
And she's
in her own movie. She's actually much better.
In her own film.
She's fantastic.
I can't lie. She smashes that role.
Exactly.
She smashes that role.
I remember like when I saw her in the first one. That was like the first time we see Harley Quinn on the big screen. I was like, yo, yeah, give her own movie. And then when they said we're going to bring back Suicide Squad the second time, she was the one I was most excited to see.
Mm. Do you know what? I might change my mind, you know?
I think she's now done that thing as well for me where whoever now becomes like Harley Quinn, like in the I'm going to be like, is she as good as Margot Robbie though? Is she? Like I'm going to do that.
Harley Quinn's haven't been very good before, she did embrace the role as well. She did.
No, but the thing is, with Harley Quinn's, they haven't been outstanding.
They've been ass.
Yeah, so she didn't actually do that much legwork in terms of making herself memorable.
Yes, like, but she done the extra legwork to make it.
But is the work that she did better than everybody else in the category they were mentioned?
I think she had the tough role.
But is it
I don't think she did. I think she had the easiest role.
She had to pay
She played a role that no one rated. It's the same as everyone else.
Okay, guys, we're taking too long.
Bit disorder.
When it comes to women, now we have to rush. Well, when I was rushing you guys before, and you're doing your monologue.
This is the longest category.
When you were doing your monologues about director, like to sing you on, cool. Anyways, now the award for best comic book actress in a leading role goes to, drum roll please. Scarlett Johansson.
Okay. All right, cool.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, I feel like it just made sense to do that way. Okay, let's go on to some visual effects. So we've got the award for best comic book film. Why would you even write this like this, Hassan? Anyways, sorry. The award for best visual effects in a comic book film goes to... Our nominees are... Avengers Infinity War. Mm-hmm. Wait, sorry. Pause. I didn't do the votes for the last one. So Brie Larson had one vote. Olsen had 4. Florence Pugh had 2. Margot Robbie had 3. And Scarlett Johansson had 3.
I'm on the right side of history. I like that.
Yeah. You have that. Okay, back to what we're actually doing. For the best visual effects in a movie, we had Avengers Infinity War, mm-hmm. Avengers Endgame, Doctor Strange, The Amazing Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, and then Watchmen 2009.
Let's just fucking...
Just ignore him,
innit? Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
But wait,
the award is for best visual effects.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
That's not best animation.
But Spider-Verse. But still visual effects.
I wouldn't see it like that.
I didn't want to put it in because it's animation, so it has to have the best visual effects because that's all it is visual effects. So I felt like if there was one that was like best animation, it would have won.
Because best visual effects.
Take that out of the category. I kind of wanted to, but
it's up to you. You're the host.
Okay, cool. I will take it out.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's no longer in there. So the nominees now are Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah, so it's for live action specifically.
Avengers Infinity War, Avengers Endgame, Doctor Strange, The Amazing Spider-Man.
Change one.
And then Watchmen 2009.
If you said Strange 2, that would have got my vote.
No, but Strange 1 is great visuals, up until, bro.
They've got the scene as well.
Up until Dormammu, Strange 1 is...
The push, yeah.
Yeah, that scene with the... Not the...
The first time that he meets...
When he goes through the mountains.
Exactly.
I will take my...
That scene's crazy, bro.
It's just Dormammu looks a bit...
I think that's the thing.
I can't lie though. Yeah. You made a good point years ago. Yeah, when we spoke about Avengers in and you said how like there's so many like anime references to it. Okay, that stuff. Okay, and like the scene in
Civil War.
Endgame. Actually, sorry. When not Nebula. Who's the other one?
Gamora.
Is obviously sacrificed, and then
that was Infinity War,
yeah,
with
you're right,
with the Berserk reference. Fuck
The nominees are Avengers Infinity War, Endgame, Doctor Strange, The Amazing Spider-Man. Do I really want to put Watchmen in there?
Amazing Spider-Man is great as well though. But I think I'm leaning to Doctor Strange now that I think about it.
I think I'm leaning to Endgame.
Guys?
I think Endgame.
My first thought is Strange.
Yeah?
Because of like the whole multiversal aspect of it. I didn't love the way Dormammu looked personally.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that, it is like quite a visual feast, I think.
Okay, so we've got 2 Endgames, right?
No.
I got Strange.
Strange. 2 Stranges, 1 Endgame.
Okay, cool. So the award for best visual effects in a comic book movie goes to Doctor Strange, which actually only racked up 1 vote. Avengers Infinity War got 5 votes. Endgame got 3 votes. The Amazing Spider-Man got 2 votes. Across Spider-Verse got 2 votes, but we discarded that anyway. And Watchmen got the 1 vote from guess who, you know?
Have you guys seen Watchmen?
You shouldn't have been able to vote. Why did you get to vote? If you're going to be voting here as well.
I mean, well, I'm not really voting here.
No, but you've got votes. That's some nonsense that we're doing right now, bro.
Okay, do you know
nothing's worked in his favour.
He's
on the wrong side of history anyway. Yeah. Okay, since we're looking at visuals, should we go over to the best cinematography/visuals?
This is easy, man.
Yeah.
If that
film is not up there,
this is
easy. I'm losing it. Anyway.
But by the way, before she does it, I voted for that film. I already know what we're going to do.
I've actually got 2.
Same.
Okay.
I've actually got 2. I'm not going
to
lie.
I don't know what you guys want it to be, but I don't feel like it's... Let's have a look at the nominations. Mm-hmm. The Batman,
mm-hmm.
The Eternals,
Great, great.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, Avengers Endgame.
It's the Batman.
Eternals.
I'm stuck, man.
He's going to say Eternals.
I'm really stuck, yeah, man.
Guys, Eternals is the best visual.
Cinematography.
Yeah. Batman.
So what I will say. First
Chloe Zhao, bro.
What Chloe Zhao did.
Great stuff.
Was incredible. Like, she made the movie look like a visual feast. Like, we're living in a... In one sense, it had this sort of fantastical element, right? Mm-hmm. As it should do, because we're dealing with fantastical beings and the Eternals. But it also had this sort of grounded feel. It's shot on location. They really took time and effort to shoot. I think they shot in Spain, they shot in London, and it used real-life locations. And you can really see the effort they took to make Eternals look beautiful. It's a Chloe Zhao film, and that's what, like, Kevin Feige and the Marvel execs wanted from her. That's why they picked her out, essentially, because they know what she's really good at. What I will say, though, with the Batman... And I'm gonna go with the Batman, and it's just because I love the Eternals visually. The amount of time and effort that they took to make things look the way they did, from the LED lights to using like rain soaked lenses, using old camera lenses as well to shoot the scenes that we have in it. So it has this sort of like tainted old look. Mm-hmm. They used like lenses from like the 80s in the movie. So like,
and it was pure lenses as well put onto the old frames.
Mm.
Like they went to town with that movie. So Greg Fraser's, and obviously we know Greg Fraser's work from like Dune.
Yeah, yeah, top two.
He did Rogue One, I think it is, beforehand. And obviously now the Batman. That movie has like this sort of dystopian, futuristic look in parts.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like so grounded in real life in another. So the Batman has... Yeah, and it's just because, hey, the Eternals.
Great. I really like the Eternals, but...
I like that, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not too mad at that.
I'm not mad.
The Eternals is... It looks great.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see.
So the award for best cinematography and visuals goes to the Batman... Which got the highest amount of votes, actually. It got 6 votes, followed by The Eternals with 3.
Good.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, 2 votes. And Avengers Endgame, 2 votes.
Fair enough.
Right. Let's get wicked in this bitch. Best comic book villain.
Ooh. Oh, just give it to him.
Honestly. Okay, and the award goes to...
Before if anybody else.
And the award goes to, for all. Best comic book villain, we have the Joker. We have Thanos. Killmonger and Magneto.
Who the fuck put Killmonger that
shit? I want to know the amount of votes for the other ones.
I can't lie.
What's wrong with Killmonger?
I think Killmonger was good. That's man.
Killmonger was really good.
I know you have an issue.
Big issue.
The reason he's such a good villain is because he can be justified not to be a villain. Whereas the rest of them are actually like, you can't justify Thanos.
You can.
Everyone go around the table and justify eugenics right now. Go.
Who?
Justify eugenics.
Is that not what Killmonger was doing?
His is different. BLM was first. No, but like, I don't think you can justify Thanos as much as you can justify Killmonger.
You can.
Killmonger actually had a really valid reason. Like,
and even, so did Thanos.
No, even him going to the museum and being like, all of this should have been your country.
Thanos
should
had
be
proof of concept. He'd done it to 2 planets and they thrived afterwards. They thanked him. He had proof of concept. He killed half the planet, right? And then came back like 10 years later, the planet was thriving.
And
right?
It was random. It wasn't race-based.
Yeah. Facts.
No, but Killmonger wasn't on like a race-based fight.
Yeah, he was.
He was. But he wasn't on the killing thing. He was on a give us back what we deserve.
No, he was trying to arm the hood.
No. Cool. Like, by all means, it needs to get done.
He tried to give 10-year-olds bazookas.
No. 10-year-olds got bazookas. I don't think he was trying to give them bazookas. So she just go around and say,
"He fled, man.
He fled,
do you know what's funny? It actually isn't. The character who plays the character is actually just the character." So it's not Heath Ledger or Michael B. Jordan. It's Killmonger or the Joker.
Oh.
But it'd still be the same with that.
Yes.
When Whoa. I was voting.
Because the Jokers haven't been good other than Heath Ledger. The Joker's
the Joker
actually not
as a
good.
Character itself, yeah, okay, is, in my opinion, the best comic book character of all time. It's the most layered, most complex character we've ever seen, okay, on screen, in graphics, in comic books, whatever it is, okay. He's so sadistic and insane, but also so calculated and smart, and also so emotional and weirdly obsessed. You know what I mean? All of it is so layered, okay, and can be played in various ways. We've seen the Joker with Jack Nicholson, okay, being played so like playfully and happy stuff, okay, and Heath so smart and tactical, you know, and obviously with Joaquin Phoenix, okay, so soft and weak. You know what I mean?
But here's my problem with that is that Jaquan's version of it versus his version of it isn't the same.
No, but that's like, my point though, okay?
Never stop calling me that.
No, but it's the same reason as Feeny Batman, all right? Okay, he can be played in so many different ways, you know, and that can be appreciated. I think the Joker is the most layered villain of all time.
Okay, cool. Manny, who you give
it to? What's the category again?
Category is best comic book villain. Not actor as the villain, but just the villain.
I don't know if it was going to Thanos.
Okay, so you have Killmonger. You said Gaz. That's what Gaz said. Killmonger. When you're ready, Gaz.
I'm gonna lean to Thanos.
Wait a minute,
bro. Am I just like
That's really interesting. I just didn't think you were gonna say that. Actually, no. I know. No.
If it was actor,
Magneto's also in there.
Why did the fuck did you not say that?
I did.
You didn't?
Yes, I did.
She did.
I literally did.
Oh.
So, we're going to read it out again, yeah? Best comic book villain, we have the Joker, Thanos, Killmonger, and Magneto.
Hey, Michael Fassbender, Sorry, I know, fucking hell, man.
You have to try and separate it. If you can, you have to try and separate it.
I'm still going to go with Thanos, though.
Okay, so we still have Thanos, we have the Joker. I want to say Magneto for you, but...
For me.
Yeah, thanks. I do. No problem.
Fassbender and Ian McKellen. I know I have to take away the actor, so...
No, but you could... Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy. No, it's going to be tough to do that, but you have to try.
It has to be the Joker, though, man. Yeah, okay. If I'm honest with myself, it's the... Yeah, it's the Joker.
Okay, and the award for best comic book villain goes to the one and only the Joker, who got the most amount of votes with 9.
God!
Thanos got 3. Followed by joint third with Killmonger and Magneto at 2 votes
that's
each.
History.
Yeah. All right, we've gone from villains to go to some heroes.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to some good guys.
Let's look at the best and most hero-like moment in a comic book film. Okay?
This is going to be just interesting.
So we have Robert Downey Jr. snapping his fingers. Obviously, Hassan. Batman.
Not even vote.
That is peace,
just,
man.
Just a Hassan ask. Yeah, you know what I mean. The Batman taking the fall in the Dark Knight. Wolverine dying in an attempt to save the kids in Logan.
Soft.
Tony Stark potentially sacrificing himself to save New York
in Avengers 1.
Yeah.
Cool.
Spider-Man 2, the train scene.
Dope scene.
Some good pick, man.
Captain America summoning
the hammer.
Mjolnir.
Why would you not just say Thor's hammer? Why would you write it like that?
That's his name, that's why.
It's Mjolnir.
Why would you spell it like that? M-J-O-N-E-R. You think I can fucking read that?
It's Mjolnir.
Don't put made up words in things when you know I can't read. That's not fair. Made up.
Mjolnir, man.
Okay.
What are the glasses for?
These are the subscribed ones. The subscribed ones somewhere in Swordich. All right. Captain America summoning Thor's hammer. Would you like me to read that again?
No, maybe. I'm good. I think I got my answer.
You got your answer? Yeah. Man, you'd like to start since you got your answer?
I'm going with Spider-Man train scene.
Yeah.
Spider-Man train scene.
It is an emotional scene, and it's also cute because obviously he's like so tired from it. And then someone goes, he's just a kid. Do you know what I mean?
Even though he's like in his 30s.
Yeah, funny. But yeah, I think that's cool, but I think it's the wrong choice. I'm good.
Hold on, that's funny.
I'm gonna go with RDJ versus Snappers.
No way you're picking that. That is so shocking.
Cool.
I am so surprised.
I could not believe that.
Wait, wow. Trust me, guys. Believe it. You know, because
something like you.
Because let's be real. Okay, we knew people were gonna die. Okay, and at the time, people might say they knew, but at the time, at the time, no one knew. Okay,
because we wouldn't assume that the biggest character was gonna be
exactly. And
I'm telling you right now, I did.
I didn't think. I didn't think.
Bro,
I didn't think RDJ would want to leave. I feel like he loved
he
that
had
mark.
A free picture deal still, by the way. Okay. He finessed everybody. Finessed everybody. Okay. Got a big payout. But anyways, but
I was so certain he was still going to stay.
But the fact that even like the build up and the way it happened that they almost obviously, you know, got the snap, okay, and then this and that, and then obviously the gauntlet breaks and all like, you know, everything that happens here, and then him looking at Doctor Strange and Strange going, nah. My heart started beating, okay, like, you can't do that, bro. For the whole world, right? He then gets it, and then what is so incredible about it, for a split second, he forgets about the storyline. We break the fourth wall, everything goes, I am Iron Man, which makes no sense.
Yeah,
no. In the context of anything, it makes no sense. But for us, it made sense.
No, it makes sense in the context. It makes sense in the context.
For us, it made sense. For the people that have been there since 2008,
I hate that he's got the Iron Man mask above him as well.
It makes sense in the context.
Honestly, do you think so? I am Iron Man. I don't think it did. Didn't he say
what
it?
Do you mean?
Because Thanos says, "Who are you?"
No, we don't.
No, he doesn't.
He asks Iron Man, "Who are you?" Earlier on in the film.
No, in Avengers 1, he does.
In that film. He does ask Iron Man.
Not in that scene.
Uh-huh. It's a continuation of a conversation.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. Fair enough. All right, cool. Yeah. But you know what it really means. You know what I'm saying? Okay. It really means if you were here 10 years ago, thank you. You know what I mean? What a scene. What a moment. What a sacrifice. He left his daughter, his wife, his Peter.
And you think that's a good thing?
Huh?
A man leaves.
He brought men back half the planet.
No, the men need to return to their homes, actually.
Hold on a minute.
How about that?
Sorry. Let me reword. Yeah? He brought back half the universe.
Oh, also, but I thought the universe was going to thrive because Thanos isn't... Eugenics is good.
No, okay.
Where to move on, though?
On to Gaz.
He brought half that.
I'm Iron Man.
Oh!
And you know what? I do love the Spider-Man scene has such like a humanitarian, like human...
It's beautiful.
Real, like, grounded feel to it because it's set in, like, the real world, if you like. But, yeah, it's just too much of a momentous moment, Iron Man.
It's a beautiful scene.
To ignore, so...
Yeah. So... The best and most hero-like moment goes to Robert Downey Jr. snapping his fingers.
It really had to be, though.
Yeah. I'm mad at it. It got 5 votes, followed by Spider-Man 2, the train scene with 3 votes. Captain America with 2 votes. Another 2-voter was for Tony Stark, potentially sacrificing himself to save New York. And our joint last place is the Batman taking a fall in Dark Knight and Wolverine dying in an attempt to save the kids and Logan, both at 1 vote each.
Mm. Got you.
Now we're going to go over to some music. The best original score / soundtrack. Be a nice quick one because it's quite easy. We have The Batman. We have Black Panther 1. Then we've got... Yeah. And then we've got Guardians of the Galaxy.
Incredible soundtrack.
It's not.
What did you do, Feast? That's the best one.
It's not. And then Fantastic Four, First Steps.
Good soundtrack as well.
How did The Dark Knight not get any votes? Soundtrack, is it soundtrack or score, sorry?
It said both. That's why it's
original score and soundtrack.
Dark Knight. Hans, Dark Knight not there. The fact rental. That
the Batman's there.
I think
Dark Knight, people saying. No. I'm gonna hope so.
I think the Dark Knight was voted.
The Hava Maria one, fucking cold in film.
Hans went crazy on the Dark Knight, man.
He did.
Anyway, I'm the Batman.
Yeah.
God in the Galaxy.
I'm between Guardians and Black Panther 1.
Bro, you're wearing a Nirvana shirt.
Oh, so Batman.
Yeah.
But you know, he's not like...
Oh, I think
Batman's got
the opening scene, you know, when the kid looks at him, the game changes.
Lazy, obviously, but I love it.
It's the Batman.
Something
in the way of my thing.
Yeah, so when you were saying Guardians of the Galaxy, I was like...
No, Guardians is fucking cold.
Guardians, half the film is only good, okay, because the fucking soundtrack is so good. Soundtrack is so good.
Based on soundtrack, Guardians of the Galaxy is the best one.
I would have said Black Panther's got a really good soundtrack. Like a really good soundtrack.
It's good.
No, like I think it's...
I think Guardians of the Galaxy is better.
Bro, Ludwig, bro, he's cold.
Ludwig's a fantastic, but...
that pina colada on flopping The Guardians of the Galaxy.
So?
Great song. Yeah, that's
come on, dog!
Yeah, it's the Batman, man.
The award for best original score, so soundtrack, goes to The Batman with 4 votes, followed by Guardians of the Galaxy with three votes.
Yes, go!
Guardians of the Galaxy with 3 votes. Funny. A 2-voter was Black Panther.
Shout out to
and
Batman.
Fantastic Four First Steps was a 1-voter.
That's mad, I don't remember it.
No, I don't remember the first step school like that.
Also, just want to say, yeah, the only reason why Black Panther is because the soundtrack was done by
Kendrick,
but then the score was done by and
put together, that's enough.
They both smashed it.
I'm surprised
they both
like,
smashed it.
You would have loved it.
They both smashed it.
Have you heard it recently?
Mm-hmm. The Black Panther album?
Yeah.
It's okay.
A lot of
fuck.
I don't love it. I don't really care for compilation albums. Like the same way with Beyonce and Lion King. But I actually do like that album though.
The latest one, there's one song that's crazy on there. You know when the two lions are singing together?
Oh, yeah. Yes. It was sick, man. My brother.
My brother.
My brother.
Yeah, hard.
It's a hard song.
Love that song. Okay.
Mufasa.
Aaron. Yeah. She goes to the ensemble cast?
Yeah, go on.
All right, let's look at the best comic book ensemble. We have quite a few nominations for this one, actually.
How about we just read out like the top three or something?
No.
Okay. By the way, it's ensemble, and I forgot to put it's ensemble or duo. My bad, sorry.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Best comic book ensemble, we have the X-Men, we have the Avengers.
Wait, sorry, just to be clear, and I hope I'm not... which X-Men movie or just X-Men as a whole?
X-Men as a whole because they're the ensemble.
It's a big fucking lot of characters.
That's why we have the Avengers as well. So that's anyone that could be counted in the Avengers. Spider-Man and Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Batman and Robin. Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtles. And the Fantastic Four. So it's a lot less than I thought it would be.
The Batman and Robin count as every Batman film that's ever been out.
Yeah,
it can't be, no.
It can. Because it's just the duo. All the
surely it'd only be the films that.
Yeah, I thought because that's what we're doing, isn't it? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, so. Then
discard it
because that's a trash film,
bro.
Which one with
George Clooney? Yeah.
Oh, I was talking about with Adam West. That was I used to love them, bro. They were so weird, bro. it was like a. But anyways,
Avengers, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
It's either Avengers or X-Men, naturally.
X-Men.
I think with the Avengers, it's such a big moment in culture. That's why you can also say
as in 2012?
I'm thinking Endgame and whatnot.
Because we're not talking about the movies, we're talking about them.
Yeah.
Them on screen.
Then it's cast, and this is then based on their
So it's
like
the best
acting.
Comic book ensemble.
Then it's X-Men.
Oh, wait.
Nah, it's going to be Avengers.
Then it's X-Men.
Yeah, then it's X-Men.
Oh.
No, but guys, this is still the comic book movie awards.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, has to be related to the movies. So I'm thinking, which is the best ensemble?
But if you're grading the ensemble cast, you're grading it on how they've acted in the movie.
Yeah,
you know?
How they acted, interacted. Yeah.
Then we're talking about Michael Fassbender. We're talking about Hugh Jackman. So Ian McKellen. So Patrick Stewart.
Ooh.
It's X-Men.
Is it nominated?
The X-Men are there.
Which X-Men?
We're talking about James McAvoy.
Why are we not talking about Chris Evans?
Compare that to James McAvoy.
No, he's right. Gaz is right.
Side by side.
Johansson. Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
Right?
Side by side, bro.
They're not winning. It's not winning. He's right. He's not working.
Bro, you're going off prestige TV, okay? I'm talking about the roles that they've done. The roles that they've been. Stop doing that, bro. You get me, okay?
They have Patrick Stewart
was James McAvoy be better than
Patrick Stewart?
Yeah, well, no.
Why are you? But then you're just picking.
Was James McAvoy better than RDJ?
Hugh Jackman was.
Hugh Jackman was.
As we agreed earlier.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Was. Fucking!
But you're just picking any random ones that you think you're gonna win.
I'm picking the top three.
The one that you pick, Hugh Jackman was RDJ.
Yeah,
because he's not the leader of the fucking X-Men.
Well, he has to be the leader.
Hugh Jackman is a lead character. Hugh Jackman is a lead actor and character in the X-Men.
He's
like the pinnacle of the X-Men.
And like you said, by the way, okay, RDJ and him. You said 1A and 1B.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you get me?
Yeah. It's okay, dog.
It's all right, dog.
It's not the X-Men, bro. You men are picking off like. Individual roles that they've done in.
Okay.
I'm talking about Patrick Stewart in the X-Men. Exactly.
These actors playing their characters in the X-Men are better than the actors that play the characters in the
Avengers.
Let's just say Michael Fassbender is like a 1C actor in the X-Men. Who's your 1C for the Avengers?
What do you mean?
Captain America.
Where would you have Fassbender as an actor if you were to tier him?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, etc.
Oh, sorry. What?
In terms of his performance, and then
you see how we got RDJ and Hugh Jackman 1A,
1B.
1B.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Where will Fassbender be?
I think Fassbender is probably the third best character in the
X-Men. And who would you say in the Avengers is the equivalent third best?
The equivalent third best is probably
Captain America.
Yeah. Cap.
Cap's my guy, but in terms of performance, Michael Fassbender dispatches him at the park, bro.
Nah, I think Cap does him way better.
Fair play.
I think Cap.
I'm entitled to that.
I think Cap. Also, like, Cap's got a wider role to play. You understand? Okay, mm-hmm. it's a harder role to play.
Why is
like,
it harder?
Because he's got so many more films and fucking more scenes. Okay, and more ways to play that character. Whereas I think if Fassbender, okay, let's all be real. He plays one level of character with Angry Donnie for 90% of it. Right, mm-hmm. only for X-Men First Class where he's just kind of like. Nicey guy, yeah. Okay, Avengers.
So
that is
so,
it.
So he, whereas, so he did show.
He showed a tonal shift.
So he did show.
He showed one shift, okay, in what, four films, right? All right, cool. Chris Evans, right? He played a Captain America, and you can say from Captain America, First Avenger to Winter Soldier, to Civil War, right? All different caps, all completely different caps, okay. To then fucking Age of Ultron. Infinity War, where he was literally what's his name, Nomad, right, bro? He plays him in every role ridiculously different, oh. And he smashes it every single time.
And I still
time.
Don't think his performance is as good as Fassbender. Cool. And I love Cap as a character.
Yeah. All right. What we're gonna do? The best comic book ensemble award goes to.
That's insane. After everything they've done, after what they've done to us. I'm sorry, RJ. I'm so sorry.
And the crazy thing is, I was going to say Avengers, but I'm not anymore. And it goes to the X-Men.
With,
funny enough, the second highest votes, 4 votes. Mm. The one with the highest votes, 6 votes, was the Avengers. Mm. Followed by Batman and Robin with 2 votes. And joint last with 1 vote each, we have the Spider-Man and Doctor Strange in Multiverse of Madness. We've got Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtles and the Fantastic Four. Sam, how are you feeling?
I can't lie. I'm going through the
Ian McKellen.
I'm going through the
Patrick
the
Stewart.
Patrick Stewart.
You're just going off names, though, bro. You're not going off
of
like,
the role that they played.
All the roles, bro.
Patrick Stewart as Professor X.
It's iconic.
Ian McKellen as Magneto.
Bro, don't try pin out like I'm saying their shit.
No,
but
they're iconic.
Don't do that.
You're saying like he's crazy.
Don't do what? You're pushing back on our point.
I'm saying that.
That's the point of the conversation.
No. You can push back on mine, okay? But don't make it seem like I'm saying that was in for their fucking.
No one said that. That's what you're thinking. No one said that, bro.
Okay, so we're going to move on because we actually haven't got time. Sorry, we haven't got time. All right. Best screenplay / writing.
Interesting.
Yeah? So we have 6 nominations for this one. First up, we have Logan, The Dark Knight, Captain America Winter Soldier, Avengers Infinity War, Old Boy, and The Batman. And that award is for Best Screenplay / Writing.
Who's going first?
Manny.
The Batman.
I feel like he knew the answer before I even read it out.
If Batman was going to be there, there's only going to be one other answer for me.
Yeah. Ooh.
But it's The Batman.
Okay. Hassan?
The Dark Knight.
And Gaz?
I'm stuck between Logan and the Batman.
I'm surprised. I thought he was going to say Batman and Winter Soldier.
The story for the Winter Soldier screenplay, you're right, it is a really good screenplay as well.
I think that's the best MCU screenplay, Winter Soldier.
And you know what? Captain America the Winter Soldier. I've been twanged.
Yeah, wow, this is great.
Let's not give it to kids.
No, that was your idea.
No, because he was not in his acting. Because
he's not going to vote for him. He's kissing
his ass.
Because you know where we're going? We're going to Batman.
And the Batman's got 3. Let's go.
So, and the award for best screenplay / writing goes to The Batman, who had 3 votes. Old Boy had 1. Avengers Infinity War had 2. 4 votes for Captain America Winter Soldier. 5 votes for The Dark Knight. And 3 votes for Logan.
Hey, Dark Knight, come on.
Hey, Winter Soldier, man. Come on, you know that.
All right, let's look at some supporting roles.
Can I get a win for my fucking movie, man? Hey, I've got the Batman, to be fair, so I'm happy.
Yeah.
Let's look at some supporting roles.
Have you got any wins you're happy with?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you...
I didn't even get fucking RDJ. It's such bullshit, bro. Honestly,
I don't think you actually got any win.
Huh?
Yeah. Damn.
He got Iron Man.
Oh, yeah.
No, we got a click. You're shaking them.
You got a click. You talk about your click all the time. Fucking hell, man.
I got my click.
You got a click, man.
I didn't get it. We all got that.
We got team, man. We got some team.
All right, cool. Let's look at best comic book supporting actor or actress. Very, very funny. Put those into two.
It's
I just put it on ChatGPT, guys.
It's really embarrassing that we didn't separate that in terms of gender. Because if a boy wins, I would be very happy.
Is it still possible for you to do that?
What?
Is there enough for you to split?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually only one woman in this. And you guys are going to actually not.
Just give it a water.
You're not going to do it. You're not going to take it seriously.
Just give it all. Give it all.
So we have Heath Ledger as Joker, J.K. Simmons as J. Jonah Jameson. Hate saying that. Bradley Cooper as Rocket.
He is called Rocket though.
Thank you. I had the same reaction. Sorry.
He's called as Rocket.
Viola Davis.
Suicide Squad.
She's cold.
Yeah, but you're not going to give it to her.
So far, there's only one answer.
But she's also.
Manny might give it to her just because it's Viola.
Yeah.
No.
Michael Caine as Alfred Pennyworth. William Dafoe as Green Goblin.
Ooh.
And Josh Brolin as Thanos.
What's the category again, please?
This is best comic book supporting actor and actress.
But Heath Ledger's not a supporting actor. I think Heath's a co-lead.
Heath won as best supporting actor.
I don't disagree with you.
Here's the thing is, he actually is a supporting character. He does so well, you feel like he's a co-lead. Yeah, he really isn't. He's truly a supporting actor.
He is a supporting character.
Him and Harvey Dent.
Bro, it's like Christopher Waltz in Infinity Django. He won a best supporting actor, okay, because Jamie Foxx was the lead, but he was the lead. You know what I mean?
Jamie was the lead.
No, that I can see.
Christopher Waltz was the fucking lead, bro, of that film.
My God. You love being on the wrong side of history, don't you?
I lie.
Have you seen it?
No, I've been stolen. Imagine working with him.
No, what are you even talking about right now?
Anyways, Heath Ledger is my vote.
Yeah, let's give him Heath Ledger. So he can cheer up.
So give him a smile.
He's been upset for 10 over minutes.
It's the right answer, though. Yeah.
The Avengers one pissed him off, so yeah. He can have it.
Yeah. It's been like 3 minutes.
You're so funny. You guys going to give it to Heath Ledger anyway, but it's actually funny because he gets it as well.
I was stuck between Dafoe, you know?
Seriously?
Yeah, man.
Because he came back strong.
No Way Home is mental.
Yeah, he came back crazy.
Mental.
Yeah.
No Way Home, he smoked it, bro.
If there was a category for best cameo, yeah?
The scene when
he's getting it,
but he's not a cameo though, is it?
That was a cameo.
That was a cameo, bro. Yeah, that's not a cameo, bro.
He had a role. He was in that.
He was like the main antagonist in the film.
He was in it for three acts of the film.
In that shit.
Yeah, he was called in that film.
No, really good, man.
Okay, so best comic book supporting actor and actress goes to drum roll, please. Viola Davis. It actually goes to the late and great Heath Ledger as the
Joker.
All right, on to the last two. Big awards of the night.
Okay, never mind.
What were we going to say?
Like
action scenes.
Yeah, man. I want to soldier a win, man.
I can't lie. There was like loads of those, but we would have been here all day.
Hey, Captain America with the soldier. You know,
we should go on an action scene in there. We can do this again. Don't worry, guys. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, don't worry. This is just part one. Next time we're wearing suits.
Yes.
All right. Let's do lifetime.
English is hard.
Yeah, terrible. Lifetime Achievement Award in a comic book movie. Actually, no.
What is that? Lifetime Achievement Award?
No, Lifetime Achievement Award. Actually, in the whole of cinema, comic book cinema. Makes more sense.
Yeah, so like, for example, go.
So, this will go to the people that stand the test of time. When you think of that character, who do you think of?
Got you.
Yeah?
You might get the wrong answer.
So we've got Hugh Jackman, Robert Downey Jr., Kevin Feige. Jesus.
He's Feige!
Personally, yeah, I feel like phonetic names. Anyways.
Kevin Feige is fucking insane.
I never said his surname, actually. Christopher Reeves, Patrick Stewart, the Batman. Why does it say the Batman?
So I think that was supposed to be, what's his name?
was it like as in think of a character?
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to be the Joker, isn't it?
Nah, I'm just gonna move that.
Just take it out.
Stan Lee and Wesley Snipes.
Lifetime Achievement Award.
Lifetime Achievement.
Stan Lee.
In comic book cinema.
Do you know what my vote yet is? Kevin Feige, right? And I explain this to you, okay? Stan Lee Stan Lee, who obviously adore Safe, he had the opportunity to make Marvel, what was it, for years. But a lot of the characters he co-wrote, okay, with Stan Kirby, right, who doesn't get as much credit. Like Spider-Man was Stan Kirby, bro. Do you get me, okay? These huge characters, right? Then in like the 90s to the 2000s, okay, Stan Lee was selling off Marvel characters for fun because they were going bankrupt, bro, right? It's Feige and Marvel who came in and then made that MCU. And people always forget this, yeah, but 2008 film, okay, wasn't with Disney, right? Okay, if Disney bought Marvel in 2009, right? So Kevin Feige, he brokered that whole deal and wrote that whole storyline before it even fucking happened. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a massive play, and he took a company that was $400 million in debt, okay, to $400 billion in revenue. That is, if there's anybody, I don't think anybody in film and TV has had more influence in film and TV ever in any category.
I'm actually not mad at that. I think that's a really good sell.
Yeah. Stanley.
Round of applause.
No, I'll go.
Round of applause, please. I'll go with Kevin. Hassan gets his first major win, everyone. And that is going to Kevin Fiag, who got the highest amount of votes, actually. Actually, no, that's a lie. Number one was Robert Downey Jr. with 5 votes, followed by Kevin with 4, Hugh Jackman and Christopher Reeves at 3, alongside the Batman, which is nonsense, and Wesley Snipes also at 3.
A shout out to Wesley though. He was the MCU's and Feige's first project. That was their
I
first
given
one.
It to
so
Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, that was huge.
I wonder why.
Why?
Black.
That's crazy. That's insane.
Of course it is. He's a black man.
Yeah, I support. God forbid,
this
I support
is why
men.
He said Jamie Foxx was the lead, because he's a black man.
Yeah, he said he had to be the supporting actor. God. Yeah. With 2 votes, we have Patrick Stewart, and then at 1 vote, we have Stan Lee.
Oh, that's right. Deep, you know. Man, got 1 vote, you know.
And you were doing all that fighting. He probably wasn't going to win anyway. All right, on to our last category of the night.
We're not gonna
audience, how are we feeling right now?
How are you feeling, guys?
The party's great. Looking forward to the after party as well.
I'm dead. I thought you were talking to the people in the camera.
Looking forward to the after party, you know, smooth and all that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Who will be to lips? Margot Robbie.
A bit of Margot, a bit of what's her name from back in the day? Halle Berry as well, you know what I'm saying?
And me at James Lawson.
I'm looking at. I know you want Flores Pugh, mate. You know, yeah,
dirty dog.
You want something? Okay.
What did you say?
She's very public about her farting, isn't it? She talks about it a lot. Being serious.
The fact that none of us knew that about you
means
it's not that public. It means that you went to come find out that information, guys.
Trust me. She's very
trust me.
Find out about the TikTok one.
She's vulgar. She's openly vulgar.
She's a voter.
Yeah, she's open about it.
Yeah, okay.
And you can kind of see it.
Can I just say as well, the fact that we haven't, support actress, okay, we didn't say Mystique is wild.
I didn't vote. But what you did is you created the categories that you said, oh, make sure all the men get it. Bagam, and I put Viola Davis.
She said Bagam.
Pissed off is what I am. Yeah. All right.
I'm just pissed off we didn't get fucking action sequences because fucking hell, mate. Anyway.
We're going to do this again.
For what?
Again, there's more categories to get through. Okay. We will celebrate comic books because no one else will. But do not worry. Over here at the Post Credit Scene Podcast, we care.
Sounds like an infomercial.
like a mic.
Now back to the awards. Thank you so much, Basola, for that. All right, now our last category of the night, the greatest comic book film of all time. Emphasis on the word all time. The nominees are The Dark Knight, The Batman, Avengers Infinity War, Captain America, The Winter Soldier, Logan,
That's
Spider-Man 2.
Great list.
And The Matrix.
Mitch a comic book?
Yeah, it's a comic book.
Yeah.
Is that the original source of comic book?
The original source of comic book.
That's actually crazy, then. That might change everything, you know.
I had no idea.
That might change everything.
It changes absolutely nothing for me.
Where's Jason? Yo, where is Jason?
Bro, it's nice to know, but it changes nothing. It changes absolutely nothing.
Nah, you know what, Manny? I think me and you have the same vote.
Yeah, you know my answer.
Okay.
Nah, yo, piss.
Pussy saying, don't go to Manny, basically.
I'm not going to say anything, but you know my answer.
Okay, Hussam.
It is between The Dark Knight and Infinity War. I used to say The Dark Knight was one of my favorite films of all time, and that's why it became my favorite comic film of all time. But if the category is greatest comic book film of all time, I'm going to go with Infinity War. The same reasons as what Gas said earlier, having that ensemble of characters, okay, it felt like you were walking into a comic book. Do you know what I mean? Okay, and I think that's the realest part of it. You know what I mean? Okay, to have that many massive actors and huge sets, okay, and huge like emotional pieces, okay, and yeah, it was outstanding. And some of the interactions with like the Guardians and Strange and Iron Man on a Thanos planet, okay, on Titan was incredible. You know what I mean? Okay, so yeah, it was all fantastic. And then you got the start of like the adventure story with Thor and the Guardians and
hear me and rejoice.
all right, cold. And Thanos, that opening scene, one of the greatest opening scenes in a comic book film in so long. Yeah, okay, like that scene, just it felt like you were fucking terrified in that cinema.
The
like,
how can you forget Cap with the beard?
Oh,
bro?
Cap with the beard, thingy, bro. What's his name? Nomad. Oh my god, cold.
Came out with the beard. I can't lie, man. Yeah. The good white milk there, man.
Bro, yeah, man. The fact that Feige made him Nomad in Infinity War is wild, bro. That's a risk, and he took it, and he looked incredible. And then obviously in
Loki
Endgame,
dies.
Bro,
I remember the night before it came out,
you will never tweet, be a it was god. Like,
I can't wait to wake up tomorrow to go to the cinema to watch Thanos wipe up after the universe. And when it happened, I was so happy.
Yeah, yeah. So sadistic.
Yeah. No, he deserved it. Thanos deserved to win.
Yeah.
Thanos deserved to win.
He did too much.
Yeah,
he put
too much effort into it, bro.
Look, and my favorite scene ever in a comic book film was in that film, and it's definitely Percy, like it's not one's choice, but when Cap and Chadwick Boseman were like going like side by side, oh my god, like I replay that every time.
Oh my god, sorry.
But yeah, if the category is the best comic film of all time, that is the best comic film of all time.
Guys,
I'm stuck between three. One of them I know I have to put to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Captain America does get put to the side, but it's my favorite. Like as a person, it's my favorite movie.
Do you think it's the best or
that's my favorite?
What you like the most? So it's your favorite.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah,
it's a dope film.
Ooh.
That's a tough thing because what you think is what you enjoy the most and versus the best.
I can separate them. Some people can't, innit?
Mm. No, I can. I can separate them.
Okay.
Because my best is Dark Knight,
Winter Soldier, and the Batman are my one and two.
Yeah, man.
But Infinity War is. I've already explained why, and he's explained why. So Infinity War.
I was actually, if I had a chance to vote, I was going to put Black Panther in there.
What?
Black Panther. I swear to you, not. You guys think it's an African only live stream,
I was
yeah?
With you.
Yeah, yeah. It's not. No, it's actually not just that.
Shock.
I think. No, sorry. It's a movie that it was so big. I didn't have that. We haven't had that Avengers or like Marvel feeling in ages, yeah? You were talking about feeling earlier?
I heard.
It felt like a cultural moment.
Yeah.
It felt bigger.
It was.
It was bigger than the film. Yeah.
No, yeah, 100%.
And I think it lives up to everything, down to the soundtrack.
Film?
Pardon?
How was the film?
I thought the film was great.
I love the film, to be fair.
It's a very good film.
I thought the film was great. Didn't enjoy the white savior complex we got in there. It was a bit.
My boy Ross is funny, though.
And here's my problem. I watched the Dr. Umar live after.
Oh,
it was intentional. It just came up, yeah? And he was talking about Black Panther.
His live was longer than the film itself. Crazy.
It's about an hour and 25 minutes, yeah? I dropped in and out of it. But it was a really insightful live.
Nah, okay.
Dr. Umar.
Is that how we're ending?
No, he's not like
shouting out Dr. Umar.
I'm not shouting him out. I wasn't shouting him out because the live almost ruined the movie for me. Yeah, because he had some really valid points in there. But also, I have to remember it's Dr. Umar. All right, so the award for greatest comic book film of all time goes to Avengers: Infinity War. which got one of the lowest votes.
Yeah.
The highest votes goes to The Dark Knight. Then at joint second, alongside Logan and Spider-Man 2, was Avengers Infinity War.
Okay, good.
Then with one vote each, we've got The Batman, Captain America, The Winter Soldier, and The Matrix.
Fair enough.
The Matrix is a span.
Hey, The Batman 8 though.
Yeah, 3.
I'd like to say thank you to every single person that participated, and I hope you enjoyed Post-Credit Scene Podcast Comic Book Movie Awards. Round of applause, please. I've been your host for this evening, Basola Oten, alongside
Gaz,
Hassan Bojanade, aka RDJ, aka the Marvel superstar, aka
Manny.
Yeah. And behind the camera, we have Kiz.
Thank you very much.
Stay tuned. We'll speak to you next week. You can actually say bye properly now, though, if you want to.
No, guys, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Firstly, we have to give a huge round of applause to our host, Basola Oten.
Yes,
sir!
This is
a lot of fun, guys.
Yeah, you killed that shit.
Shout out to the superbly. We want to thank all the people within the film and TV sort of community and space that have contributed to the episode today. I think it makes
it
all the more sort of immersive and sort of community-based, which is something that I think we all want to try and push a bit more. Camera died, brilliant, good stuff. And it's been a fun episode just to like reflect on a fun genre. Not everything we watch in movies and TV has to be the most prestige. I love prestige TV and movies, but sometimes we can watch something that's fun and enjoy it. And I think there are some great stories within the world of comics as well. There's some really, The Winter Soldier, for example.
For people that are listening, feel free to give us like suggestions for categories in the future that we missed out on,
or for award shows, just different
award
ones.
Shows in general.
It just reminds me of, you know, like in award shows when they have people's like names come all the way up.
Oh, let's do that.
Let's do that on the post.
Go on, guys.
You got a bit of editing to do. Shout out to Tristan Thomas.
You know, when they do like, you know, when they do like a, like, not as it, like lifetime awards or whatnot, and then like have people's like names, they come up like on the screen in it.
Yeah.
Like loads, like almost like credits.
Yeah.
People like reading them out. They're like,
you're giving yourself an editing job here.
Yeah, he's doing it. I know.
I'm not going to stop actually.
Yeah.
I don't
want
to do that.
It's done.
Shout out to Tristan Thomas. Shout out to NK, who's a friend of the show for sure. Shout out to Mohammed, Notorious Hamid. Oh, because of Mo. Shout out to Mo.
Notorious.
Shout out to Negus, Yasmin Hassan. Shout out to Grace. Shout out to Flix with Jay. Shout out to Ola, who said he's going to be really interested by this episode. Shout out to Junior, Mohammed Hashi, Stephen Kokar, Manic, who's a friend of the show, been on the pod as well. Shout out to Dylan, Popcorn Podcast. Shout out to Lucas. Shout out to Elijah, great contributor and friend of the show as well. And last but not least, Josh Tedeku. Friend of the show. Thank you, you guys. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the episode today. We'll try to do more of this sort of stuff going forward, because it's a light-hearted, but it's fun, and we get to talk about things that we enjoy at the same time. So make sure you comment your thoughts on our nominees and our winners, especially the winners, to be fair.
Yeah,
really want to know your thoughts on who should have won in each category, so drop your comments in the YouTube section
and we'll read them out.
Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. We are dropping episodes on a weekly basis, and we've done that all year. It's quite a madness.
We haven't missed a week, you know. How crazy is that?
Yeah, it's kind of mad. No breaks. So if we're gone for like a couple of weeks at the back end of the year, don't judge us. We're recuperating, you know. But make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Make sure you check out all of the platforms. We're on TikTok, we're on Instagram, we're on YouTube, we're on
almost Letterboxd. Yes, Letterboxd regular now.
We're on Letterboxd as well. So make sure you check out all of the platforms. Make sure you give us ideas for episodes you want from us as well. Because it's all good and well us coming up with ideas, which we try to do. But if you tell us what you want from us, it makes our lives easier. And we can do that for you, you know?
Hell yeah.
And that is the Post-Credit Scene Podcast Awards Ceremony for Comic Book Movies over.
And out.